Namaste. Allahu Akbar. God is great. The Supreme Being is great and is the only one that is great because it is the only one who is. All the rest are illusion. And the job of all of us illusions is to realize the real behind who we think we are. And that's really the purpose of yoga. So when yoga is used only to mean physical asanas or breathing exercises or some other reference, it's not the Maha Yoga, it's not the ultimate essence of yoga, which is union with the Absolute. This is why we're here. Some people take yoga meditation as a technique for stress reduction. But if you do that, which is okay for starters, but if you stay with that, then you're using God to serve the ego rather than having the ego surrender to God. It takes a lot of chutzpah to speak in the esoteric Kabbalistic tradition. So it's about surrender. It's about giving up the illusion of the ego. And we can only do that if what we think who we are has love, desire at least, for touching into the Absolute, for that union with that which is beyond our ability to know or conceive or grasp in any way at the level of our mind. And that's what brings our attention inward, because God is located inward at the very source and center of our being. It's not out there somewhere, and it's not next to us or other than us in any way. It's not located in any outer guru. Okay, and no vehicle is superior to another. This instrument has no worthiness different than your own. It's just that a call was received and responded to. That's all. But that call is going out to all of us. From God, from the source, all the time. It is said in one tradition that many are called but few are chosen. But actually all are called, but very few choose to respond to the call. Or even to hear it, because there are too many defense mechanisms in the way. And so there's plausible deniability. I didn't hear any call from God, did you? No, it's just us chickens here, right? So it is that collusion to deny the reality of God within that the egos call society. But when we have broken through that negative illusion, because it is a deprivation of our own richness, of our own well-being, our own serenity, our own the sweetness, the meaning of life, the very joy of existence, we deprive ourselves of when we deprive ourselves of the source. And then we are going to have to learn the hard way through karma that it was a wrong decision. So the decision to turn, the tshuva, again in the Kabbalistic tradition, that return to God, the pralaya, the time when the ego is done with its expansion and diffusion into multiplicity, begins a return that you could say is the analog in cosmic terms to returning to the Big Bang. You know, science now tells us that the universe started as an infinitely small but infinitely dense substance that contained not only all the matter of the universe and all of the energy, but space and time, and all of it reduced to smaller than an atom. And this ultimate super atom, or Atman, that's where the word came from, expanded out into the multiplicity of all the beings and all the universes, all the galaxies, the planets, etc., the species, the biodiversity on this planet, and into each individual egoic existence. But within each of us still is the connection back to that Big Bang, which is consciousness. The physicists leave that out of the picture, but that's actually what this ultimate substance really is. Before there is matter and energy and space and time, It is a substance of consciousness. And what we are doing in meditation is reversing that process and bringing us back to this point of light, of luminous, conscious awareness. And when it is unified, all of those personalities, sub-personalities, egoic desires, fears, fantasies, when all of that is surrendered into the unity of a one-pointed mind, and that single point is cleaving to the very essence of the source of the universe, the supreme real, the supreme being, when it does that, then in that moment of fusion, there is bliss, there's liberation, there's the ultimate freedom. And this is what every spiritual tradition teaches. But it requires the discipline and the desire to hold the mind silent in that single point for long enough for the egoic desires to disperse you again, to lure you into multiplicity and into the illusion of the ego, to be overcome and dissolved. And then the God consciousness once more reigns supreme within the organism and is able to transmit light and love and wisdom and power and to receive the flow, the current of divine love. But there's no longer a distinction between the source, the current that emerges from the source, the vehicle who is receiving it and transmitting it. All are now unified, and those who are receiving from the vehicle, all are part of the same system of unity within multiplicity. So all of us are already one, and we are one with the Supreme Being. It's only a matter of letting go of our resistance to that realization. So it's very simple what we're doing. Okay? And because we already are it, and because there is love inherently in every being for that state, because that's where we come from, that's our ultimate home, that's our ultimate desire to return to. When we assent to that occurring here and now, it will happen. The flow cannot be stopped. It's a magnetism that is more powerful than any other force in the universe. But we have to have an absolute commitment to the absolute. And if there is still commitment otherwhere, other when, to other desires, to other kinds of pleasures and pains and experiences that are not of God, then that lack of wholehearted desire will keep us dispersed or keep us momentarily there. And then again, we're in chatter. And then there's a moment of silence, but another moment of chatter. And the ping-pong game between Brahman and Maya will go on. But once one is committed to the ascent to the source within, then no force can stop that from happening. And ultimately one becomes bored with any other kinds of thoughts. So the process is one of love, and the love brings about union, and the union brings about a realization that we were always one with that which we are now united with. It's not a temporary phenomenon, but the oneness is our condition, our being, our truth, eternally. And then just enjoy that. There's nothing one has to do. Once that has been achieved, there is simply the radiance. So let's be in the radiance. Do you want to play tonight? Beautiful. Okay, so we'll have some music accompanying our journey inward to the divine light.